My dear friend Rabbi Kantarovich began this panel by asking what we think the UK needs, and I think all the panelists said it's not our place to say. But I'm one panelist that actually can tell you what the UK wants, because my full-time job is training and placing rabbis around the world. And I can tell you what UK communities, together with other Anglo communities, ask for when they're looking for a rabbi. They send a job description in, and they go ahead and they say, please send CVs of suitable candidates. If I was very naive, and I used to be, I went ahead and I sent them CVs of rabbis, namely the male counterpart. And then they inevitably said, we'd like to see the CVs of their wives. And I send, of course, today the CVs both of the husband and the wife. And then they interview the couple. They don't just interview the rabbi. And once they interview the couple, once a year, maybe twice, they call me up and said, we had a bunch of interviews, we need you to do me a favor. I said, what's the favor? Well, we like her husband and his wife. Can you go ahead and maybe facilitate a divorce so like our community can, you know, benefit from her and benefit from him? So my wife's a divorce lawyer and I'm not. But I think this is telling of what the communities are asking of us today. They want Torah leadership that is both male and female. And therefore they're asking and they're basically demanding it. And this is, in my opinion, because of two reasons. Number one, they want both female and male role models. This is true on campuses, this is true in communities, and this is true in schools. They don't believe that the old model of the rabbi with his rebbetzin is the model that is needed today. They need both role models, and it's not necessarily down gender lines. Many people gravitate towards the classes of the rebbetzin, and many people gravitate towards the classes of the rabbi, and it's not necessarily the males going here and the women going there. And number two, I believe the reason is for what I like to call the primitive syndrome. When I was a kid, and they told me, it's Shabbos morning, go to shul, and I asked why, the answer was, because that's what we do on Shabbos morning. Today, if a girl is cold, go to shul on Shabbos morning, if she learned in a midrasha in Israel, or she learned for a few years, and regardless of how proficient she is in Jewish law, she will be able to say, well, women are not counted for a minyan, and therefore perhaps women are not obligated to daven in a minyan, so why should I go to shul on a Shabbos morning and not sleep late? And if the mother or the father in this particular community, or the rabbi or rebbetzin in this community will say, well, this is what Jews do, I don't think that's a good enough answer for a girl that's learned and went through a system where she learned Torah on a high level or a semi-high level. And number two, even for those that never had the benefit of Torah education, communities around the world that are very far from Judaism, ultimately, if you say to them, come to shul because you have to come to shul, they'll go on to Google, they'll go on to the internet, and they'll say, my rabbi and my rebbetzin are giving me answers like, this is what Jews do, and yet I find far more sophisticated answers in better places. So why should I come to shul and hear something so primitive like, come to shul because that's what we do? Now I have to say, there's virtue to continuing a tradition. There's virtue to the answer of, your grandmother went to shul and your great-grandmother went to shul and therefore you should come. But that's not enough today. People are looking for more. And therefore, inevitably, communities around the world are asking for Torah leadership, both male and female. And I just want to end by saying the following. Rav Stout began and said it's a new phenomenon, and Rabbi Kantarovich said it in his introductory remarks. And I agree, it's a the manifestation of it is new. But supplying the need is not new. Because throughout the generations, from the first time that Moshe Rabbeinu asked for Torah leadership, when he asked for a successor for himself, he said to God, I want you to nominate Ish al Haida. And explains Rashi that what he basically asks for is someone that's going to be able to amod atorotol shel kol echad ve'echad. Someone that's going to be able to understand the needs of each and every member of their community and be able to supply those spiritual needs. And therefore the manifestation of women leadership and women Torah leadership is new. But supplying the needs of our community is not a new thing. And today the needs of our community are both for men and for women and for everyone in between. And if the communities are indeed saying we want to continue this holy tradition, and the way we want to do it is to have male and women Torah leaders. I think it's the responsible thing for us to ensure that they get it. Thank you.